I thought it was only three.
We just started episode 6.
Revenge of the Sith. She says, I'm so excited for hiking. And I said, hiking. It's going to be go as far as you can until the snow is too deep.
Which just won't be that far at all.
It won't be very far.
Podcast. Okay.
Maddie even slid up on... Maddie, Connie, Jamie, and, like, one other girl.
That's annoying on yours.
Yeah.
Ideas we could talk about today.
How annoying? Is your attention annoying?
What?
How big do you think those tires were? Those 35s?
What? On the Jeep? Jeep? Yeah.
37s.
Those have to be 35s. I don't think they were that big. Things we could talk about that we haven't yet is, is why we pay so much for healthcare in college and how the government subsidizes the market.
We can start with
we'll adjust accordingly
for healthcare because I have a couple thoughts on that.
Well, my biggest one with the once the government starts subsidizing something, the price of it just adjusts. So if it's $10 to go get your tooth pulled, and the government goes, we'll pay half of that. We're going to pay $5.
Well, now it's $20.
And now they're going to readjust it. So,
it's 15.
Yeah, so it's 15. So you're still paying your 10, and then the government's paying the 5. And then the government just keeps paying for half of it.
Shoveling money, and the rich doctors just keep getting richer.
Yes, yes. And so now eventually, you're still paying your $10, maybe even more. Now you're paying $12 because you can adjust, you know, they can charge more than, you know, prices go up and everyone allows for it. And so now the prices are going up even more and the government's still paying half of it. So now you're paying $12, but the government's paying half of the total bill. So it's actually, you know,
for the podcast,
$24.
Bro. You want to go into four low?
This is the podcast.
Oh, is it recording?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was recording. Okay, healthcare. What was my thing I had to say about healthcare?
You just got your, like, butt plugged, and it was, like, really cheap and kind of shitty, and the Indian doctor scared you. When the government subsidizes the market...
My thing was, everybody's like, why is it so expensive to go to the doctor? And it's like, and why do we need, like... We didn't used to need healthcare because it was like, what's the most they can do? Give you a Band-Aid. Well, now we have drugs that cost $2 billion in research, and someone's got to pay for that. And so it's like, it literally makes sense why stuff is so expensive. Because before, we didn't have to, like, there was no MRI machine. You know, how am I going to personally pay cash for an MRI? Because I'm having to pay whatever percentage of the machine.
Yeah.
Which is millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So I'm not paying $2,000
for
each MRI.
There was no market for an MRI machine.
After the voice recognition mode has been canceled.
Bro, your truck
no
400
phone is
broke.
Linked. Please check the phone.
You could tilt it out more.
That's cool.
That's pretty cool. It's like they designed
it.
It
fits. My phone fits perfectly too. Yeah, that's a pretty easy one.
No, healthcare, it makes sense. What about...
College.
Why are cities expanding?
College
can't we just...
is 400% of what it was in the year 2000. It's gone up 400%.
Is that because student loans have been made easier?
It's because the government now pays for, like, over half of every... student loans are so much easier. The government will hand them out. The government
and
will hand out all kinds of grants.
Why can't we just have
and
a
the
flat
college are
going
to get as much as they can, so they'll just keep adjusting to it.
Places will always adjust. They're not going to go, we're getting more money, let's keep the prices.
Well, they
the
were
same.
Getting more money before. They were getting 10 grand in the year 2000. They want to get a little more than double that now, because that's what the inflation would be. So college should be about 20 grand. Average, like Concordia, like a $40,000 college should be.
I mean, if you don't count room and board, which is where most of them make it.
Yeah.
If you don't count room and board, Union's only $25,000.
Oh, that's a lot of money.
UNL is 12.
Yeah, and it's double that for
it's
the
not
same
quite,
piece of paper.
Same piece of paper, but I don't know. I think there's
so
community.
That's so much money. That's so much. $15,000 worth of community.
I'm not saying it's worth it. It's to some people it might be. Evidently, well, free market economy. Is there enough market? Is there enough demand for it?
Yeah. Yes or no?
Well, apparently there's demand, but not enough because private colleges are starting to...
But UNL would have been about $5,000 in 2000, maybe even a little less. But now it's 12.
Yeah.
You know, which actually hasn't gone up that much. How is UNL only $12,000 a year?
No, it's actually less. I was exaggerating. It's nine.
How?
UNL's $9,000 minus room and board.
That's as cheap as the high school was.
Yeah.
That can't be true. They have to tack on a shit ton of fees. Are you looking it up?
I'm looking it up.
A beep, beep, boop, boop, boop.
9,522.
Jesus Christ.
For in-state, I mean, out-of-state is 26,000.
Oh, okay, so in-state. So we're paying taxes to go to college there all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, that's what it is for any, like, state school.
I didn't realize state school was that cheap.
State school is hella cheap. People are complaining about, oh, I absolutely can't pay it, and it's this.
No, that's cheap. That is cheap, cheap. The fact that you have an option to get a bachelor's degree for, what is that, $40,000 total?
And if you're poor, like I am...
You can pay that off every year.
No, even better. If you're poor, the people who are complaining about it are poor. That's what they're complaining about it. Or at least their parents are.
Yeah.
My dad is retired, so he makes almost nothing, which would be equivalent to, like, minimum wage. Do you think Social Security and...
Your dad has $25,000 a year to spend. Type thing.
Maybe less than that. But
Jesus Christ.
I'd say less than that. So I get the max Pell Grant, which is $6,500 a year, which would be $3,000 a year for a bachelor degree. And people are like, this is too damn expensive. Why can't college be free?
Why do I have to pay for the books? That's reasonable. That's totally reasonable.
Reasonable.
For access to what UNL and the professors at UNL, that's totally reasonable.
You get what you pay for in general. And so if you can afford it, whatever, go buy something more expensive. But the people who go, college is too expensive. No, private college is expensive. Do you want just a education? Because the people who are going, Bernie needs to give us free college, are the people who want, they want to go to UC Berkeley for free.
Yeah, for free.
And it's like, no, you can't do, oh, I didn't realize you were plugged. There's no way you're going to get that for free.
No.
College is actually very affordable if you're smart about it. This isn't even...
Long-term it is if you get a reasonable degree with something that's going to put you somewhere.
Let's see what SCC is.
Southeast
Community $2,500 a year before any financial.
Why isn't Leah paying for full tuition?
I don't fucking know. She's going to... What's she doing? Like 6 credit hours?
Yeah.
So is Dustin.
Yeah. That's retarded. We have really stupid friends.
Are you kidding me? That's free.
$25,000
a year. You get what
you
pay for. So,
bro, that's like 250 hours of your time.
Yes.
That's what? That's
so
one,
this
two,
would be
that's
like,
2 months of your year for a fucking degree.
This would be like... This is equivalent to people going, why on earth aren't cars free? Look at this Maserati. It's like $800,000. Are you kidding me? We can't afford that.
Yeah,
I just took out
should be free.
I took out a huge loan to buy this Maserati.
Yeah.
The government needs to pay that. It is unreasonable to expect me to pay for an $800,000 car just to get a job. And it's like,
Yeah, it is.
You know what's not unreasonable? To expect you to pay $2,500 a year to get a job. That is not unreasonable at all. It's not unreasonable to ask you to pay $10,000 a year and get a great job with a bachelor's degree.
Uh-huh.
That's not unreasonable. College doesn't need to be free. I don't think this is an issue, to be honest.
For one, college itself has gotten cheap. Like having a degree has gotten cheap. Because everyone's going
devalued.
To college. Because the government's allowed everyone to go to college.
Yeah.
And so now if you don't have a special, if you're not going at college too, you don't get a degree.
Yeah, now you need college too, or you're just a retarded art major.
I think capitalism will self-balance.
How soon?
I think it just does slowly.
Well, I think it does too, unless there's... It definitely does. In spite of government regulations, but it takes longer. So
in spite of everything, because... Everyone's going to end up with a bachelor's degree. Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone. Because everyone has a high school diploma.
Capitalism somehow self-balances. But, yeah, it's going to be cheap to get a bachelor's and so then you have to go for a bachelor's and a master's. But it's still time, you know?
Yeah.
So instead of being 22, I'll be 24.
Yeah.
To get the same job.
Oh, God. No, 2 more years.
Yeah, 2 more years.
And you don't have a choice, though. It's that or starve to death.
Yes.
And so that's nothing, you know? Compared to what our ancestors had to do.
Yeah. But why can't we... I don't know.
Because the poor people catch up to the rich people. That's what I mean by self-balancing.
Yeah.
When our parents were kids, college was something that you had to really, really earn or have money.
Yeah.
It wasn't...
You gotta be stupid. Remember, it's like... Are you going to be able to get into a college?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, anyone can get into a college.
Anyone who actually got... Sarah got into college with a 13.
She got into Union College.
Yeah.
Private school with a 13.
And that's, you know? That's a lot. That's... Wow.
She's stupid as hell, and she got into college. And it's like, Sarah, if you ever listen to this, I'm sorry.
SB got a fucking... 12.
SB got a 12.
She wrote her name on the paper. She could score higher just filling in A the whole test, you know? Austin like, Aarons made shapes that? And got a 29. Yeah, like,
right.
And still going to SCZ. He might have been capping.
I know he filled in shapes for sure, because... Aww. Wait, well, Terrell, I watched Terrell do it. I watched Terrell make smiley faces. I looked over at him during the test, and he's doing this, and I'm like, he goes, I don't give a shit about, you know, he, like, kind of shrugs, like, what,
I'm going
you're
to the
actually
military.
Trying on?
That yeah, fucker goes, yeah. I'm going to the military, and the chicken's out of going to the military. Fucking pussy.
He must hate himself, though, like, that's gotta suck.
Yeah, because he went, I'm never going to try because I have the military mm-hmm. to fall onto.
Yeah.
And then he got to the military and just failed. He just
Why
goes,
didn't he do it?
He didn't go to the military because he got scared.
Is that all?
Yeah, I believe so.
Damn. That sucks. Sorry, Terrell, but you awful.
It's stupid.
Wesleyan is $35,000 a year.
Look up Concordia.
It's me like opening a new tab.
40-some thousand.
Wait, here's Don right here. Just kidding. Now it's...
You can look up a list with all of them.
I don't want to do that. It's okay.
Anyways, private schools have gotten insanely expensive. And public schools... Actually, UNL's not that expensive at all. I don't think that even is an issue.
Concordia's 33.5.
Is that average?
No, that's...
That's not true. That's not true, then. That's a lie.
Will be said. That's a fucking lie. Mm-hmm. Well, no, because it says cost after aid is 20.
Uh-huh, that's correct. Oh, I'm thinking, so it's 8.5 to room and board.
Room and board is where they get you.
Yeah.
Because the most expensive type of housing per square foot is dorms.
Yep.
Because Jamie has like 50 square feet, and I'm sure she pays about $8,000 for room and board.
Not, yeah, 50 square feet. Up, down, left, right. She pays more than that because she has a room to herself.
Jamie doesn't have a room to herself.
She doesn't? Oh, okay.
She's got a roommate.
It's just I've never been in there when the roommate's there.
She's
okay.
Always gone.
Carissa said she pays about $8,000 a year.
That's what it is
and
basically
she has,
across
she has
the board.
A bed that she can fit in. And a desk.
About, yes.
And a closet.
No, that's what Jamie has. You've been to Jamie's.
And that's retarded. Well, maybe there needs to be reform in student housing, but not reform in anything else.
I think student housing is the worst of any because...
Do you have to stay on campus as a freshman at UNL?
At UNL?
Yeah.
I don't want to look that up. Concordia's website is pretty good.
Concordia has like 150 people in their tech department.
Really?
They have a whole. It's. They might have more tech people than professors in a single building.
Hmm.
Why are you in a group chat called the girls?
It's a Dave, Maddie, and Alyssa. I asked them if you were a girl, would you like these backpacks?
Oh.
If you were a girl.
Are you looking at freshman rules? Because that. If that. They're, that, they're definitely. You, college needs to be cheap, and maybe there needs to be ridiculously cheap student housing as well.
Do UNL students part, or, oh, or do NYU? That's not even the same. UNL students on
campus.
What's the requirement? All income in first year and or unmarried students enrolled for 6 or more credit hours and under 19 are required to reside on campus. So once you turn 19, once you're an adult.
Yeah, a legal adult in the state, you can live off campus, which
well,
is correct.
Cool. That is correct, yeah.
So worst case, you have to wait till you're 19 to go to college.
Penis.
You have to wait a year.
Scholarships are whack, though, because they're like, yo, if you wait a year, we can't pay you money. You can't wait. Like, lots of scholarships don't work after.
Yeah.
And mine don't work for more than full years, which is a fair request. Like, I understand that it's like... No, I understand that. Like, if I were the college, I wouldn't change anything.
If I was the college, fair. I don't think I'd give scholarships.
Oh, you want to come here? You know, it'd be like, you're going to have to earn your way into this still.
I would, because then you're prestigious, good college.
Who was it? Fucking CEO of Chanel or Gucci or Louis Vuitton. One of those guys. He said the only way to make money is to offer your product as... high class item.
Yep.
Because he's paying $10 to make a bag, and he's selling his bag
for $500.
Whereas anywhere else is like, hey, we sell bags, and the parts were $10, and they're selling it for $20. You know. Yep. And so he's making like a 600% profit.
Shipping was $7, so they're only making $3.
And they're out there grinding.
There's no margins in the world right now. That's why I think capitalism is self-regulating. Because everyone goes, things are so expensive. And it's like, but there's no margin there. Like, no one's making a shit ton of money off anything anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just take advantage of the consumer.
Yeah, because then they'll just stop buying.
Even the drugs. They lose money on very expensive drugs all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's a whole nother issue. And I'm not smart enough to solve that one. We could get into that. But...
because it's like... We okay, here we go. For the drugs, we can't have the government pay for it because that the government fucks everything up. It's not self-regulating. It's just going to inflate it higher.
Yep. So
can't have the government pay it. We can't have the drug companies not being incentivized to create very expensive research programs.
Because otherwise the drugs don't exist.
And we can't have people dying because they can't afford drugs. And I don't know how those three work together.
But those are all... I agree with all of them. The only one that you can give, though...
You can't have people dying. Because the other two will collapse on themselves.
Yes, so if the three of them, the only one you can give is the few people have to die. Because otherwise everyone dies.
First option, you have a screwed up system. Second option, you have no new drugs. And the third option... We have a couple extra people die each
year. And by a couple, we mean like half the population with the disease dies every year more. But the rich people have it. And eventually, once the drug is taken care of and the patent runs out, it's free to get those drugs now.
And that's kind of how it's been operating in like the worst parts of each of those categories. Did you just get your neck to pop?
Yeah.
Good.
It needs to pop up higher, though. In case you're wondering. Mr. Podcast.
Oh.
Sexy podcast. I didn't edit anything out on any of them. So I think you maxed out the volume.
Yeah, that was what I was trying to do.
Sorry, headphone.
Yeah,
whoever. Sorry, future Toby who listens to this.
Mm-mm. You editing the video.
Fuck. Sorry, mom and dad who just listened to me say every cuss word under the
book. Oh my goodness, how dare you say the F word.
Yeah.
N-word.
Woo! Be careful. I want to make a fish. Ew! I made a fish. Did you see it?
I was trying to get as quiet as I could, but it still had a little bit of a line.
I think there's a fan on or something.
Chop off the... What's the car? The car's still on.
We could do one of these where we use AirPod as a microphone and then we
have
really, really good audio. Not yours.
No, mine don't.
Yours are Alex, bro. You should text Alec and be like, what the hell, man?
Hey, dude, what the fuck? I want my fucking money back.
I want my fucking money back.
Listen here.
So basically, whenever the government tries to make expensive things less expensive and counter capitalism goes, I bet, and then adjust for it.
Yeah. Human nature is we make more money when we're allowed to, and I provide for me first.
The government hasn't made anything cheaper for anyone. It's actually just made everything, or it's just made the owners wealthier and everyone else the same. and actually slightly poorer because taxes go up. Also, can we talk about how the... Okay, so if you do tax burden, poor people pay the most percentage of tax, but wealthy people pay 97% of all taxes. People making over $500,000 a year pay for 97% of the $2 trillion that we pay into taxes a year. And don't get me started on the fact the government spends $4 trillion a year.
I don't know what the fuck is up with that. Why are we spending so much money? Where does it all go? Shouldn't we even try to have a balanced budget? Is that out of the question?
If we had a balanced budget, the current president would get so much shit for it because all kinds of programs would fail.
Yeah.
Which would be fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like...
But imagine you're a leader, right? And all your kids are being fed. Mm. But no one gets to have children because everyone's eating right now, right?
Yeah.
Well, I go, let's have some children. So I cut off the edges of the camp and go, you guys don't get to eat anymore so that the rest of us can have kids. Mm-hmm. That's what the president literally has to do, or the government has to do, in order for us to have a government in 100 years.
I think that's out of the question at this point. It's too late.
And we can't let anyone starve currently, and as a price for that, all of our kids will starve. You know, what is it? The price of your greed is your sons and your daughters. That's from this song called Blood and Water that I really, really like.
Oh, yeah. You and left that as your
comment caption. On Instagram. Yeah. Follow me on Instagram. It's Toby Novak, TobyNovak. If you do, I'll send you a $100 gift card. Anyways, no cap. Not you, Joseph. You're already following me.
I was going to unfollow and then follow.
Shut up! Someone else. I'm yelling.
They heard you, and they did it again just to spite you.
Yeah, I understand. Anyways, what were we bitching about? I don't remember. The government and the fact that we pay so much in taxes.
Government fucks everything up.
So, basically, we're being greedy and wanting our poor people and old people to eat. And because of that, our children won't
eat. We have more people eating current... No, well, it depends, because we're just gonna...
We have to balance the budget. We have 200 years.
Yeah, exactly. We're just gonna...
We have 200 years to pay someone $26 trillion.
We have less than that, I feel like.
And it's not going to happen. I think America will just collapse.
Well, 100%. Who's going to be the... Because it only gets worse, and at a certain point, it's undoable, you know? What president...
Is it not already undoable?
I think it is.
I think it is too.
You know the whole,
and all it takes is for China to think that, and then all of a sudden,
on global warming. Where, well, no, it gets even worse than that because we don't all owe all our money to China. We owe our money to American companies,
to ourselves, and American companies, and
it implodes from the inside. Yes,
because it's the currency just fails.
Yeah, right.
And then once the currency fails, China shows up and goes, "Where the fuck's my money?" And America just prints a $8 billion check. Or we have to bomb them.